Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would move back there in a heartbeat.
In your dog car?
Oh, you know what?
What?
We'd have to find a cooling station for the Mutz Cuts machine.
Yeah.
Because a monsoon would take it out.
You think?
Yes!
You couldn't?
Nothing smells worse than wet dog.
Well, I don't think it's going to smell like wet dog. I start out as a crab apple in the morning.
Yes.
And then as the day progresses, I get more joyful.
Oh, you're like a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
First you're sour, and now you're sweet.
Exactly. I'm little and red and covered with sugar.
You had to stumbled onto the key.
I looked for the key originally. I never found it, but I stumbled onto it one day, and then it's just like, okay, I'm going to open up this closet, grab it, play it, and then I put it back.
This is fascinating.
It is.
Thank you.
At any point in high school, did you find a key to the closet that had all the diplomas?
No. I did not.
Because that would have solved a lot.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Oscar and Rob.
It's your favorite open.
I finally have my name in the open. I'm someone.
Your name in lights.
Thank you, dude.
Dude is the best. Welcome, one and all, to the Oscar and Rob Show.
Hi.
Hi. Mike will be back tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry yourself.
Mike will be back tomorrow. He was here for a show earlier.
Right.
And then I had a conflict, and I said, I'll do the show with Rob, vaya con Dios, and he took a beat and said, thank you. And then, because it's me, I said, oh, now we have to do the show in the afternoon.
Right. We're doing our morning show
in the afternoon. So for you Mikeaholics,
yes,
you Americans, he'll be back tomorrow, and we are happy to be here, and we have a fun show planned for you.
Absolutely. I will note that when we told Mike that we would do the show, his shirt never touched his back.
I mean, he didn't fight it.
No, he never does.
But he also knew that I had a conflict.
Yes. So we got it worked
out.
So we are here. It's a little later than normal, but it's got a good energy. And you have, Oscar, you have slot A.
Yes, slot A. I don't know what that means, but I'm just kidding.
A slot.
It's so funny. Every time we do this, it's like you get so giddy and happy. Is it Mike that brings the bad energy? You seem happier.
No, I think it's, I start out as a crab apple in the morning.
Yes.
And then as the day progresses, I get more joyful.
Oh, you're like a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
First you're sour, and now you're sweet.
Exactly. I'm little and red and covered with sugar.
Okay. For the past 10 years, I've talked about vehicles and cars and wish lists and I think this is something that's not uncommon to just guys that are into cars, but I'm not always like excited for performance cars. Like I want practicality. I want utility. I want a level of, what is it? Reliability.
Would you
and
ever
value.
Have, would you ever want like a nitrous fueled funny car?
No.
Okay.
So when I see vehicles that come up on my feed, whether it be from Auto Trader or Doug DeMuro's Cars and Bids, mm-hmm. or Facebook Marketplace. I always feel like the Facebook Marketplace cars are like, it feels grosser than a Craigslist purchase of a vehicle, which I have sold. Raise your hand if you sold cars through Craigslist. I have.
Whenever I see anything on Facebook Marketplace that's an automobile, no matter how it looks in the pictures, I feel that it's been stored for at least 10 years under a cover that's open on all sides. You know those things? Those like aluminum roofs?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and so it's going to have it's going to show signs of wear.
Like a prepper garage.
Yes, exactly, Oscar.
So, great video day, but we will be professionals and break down the details of this one gem, which in a perfect universe, if we had, and again, this is something I would have done 2 years ago. If my time was available and I thought this would actually yield some sort of return for the show.
Right.
I reserve the right to do this next year.
In the future.
If this opportunity comes up again. But I'm right now, the clock is running on an auction on this. Again, free plug. Cars and Bids.
I think if you want this
1993 FE150. And you're like, what, a pickup? And Mac, this is when you put it on the screen. If you're a fan of the movie Dumb and Dumber,
yes,
this 1993 Ford E150 is cladded and built as a replica to the truck that the guys in the original Dumb and Dumber drove across the country, or tried to,
yes,
before they traded it for an e-bike, or a trike, essentially. Not even a trike, just a little motorbike. It's the Mutz Cuts replica and the replica mini bike that also was purchased.
I didn't know it came with the mini bike. And you know, this is great because I actually have a song from Dumb and Dumber, yes, for us to discuss. Perfect. This is, of course, Dead Eye Dick and the New Age Girls song. But I'm wondering, I'm thinking back to the movie. Did it have like a fringe? Wasn't it hairier than it was a carpet?
No, this is what it was. It was your household carpet that was looked like a, that they made in a haphazard way, look like a shampoo mobile to get your dog haircut.
I do remember the one clip of it.
There was actually dogs in there.
I know, the clip of it going over the hill.
Yes.
And getting air.
Yeah. Now, Max, cycle through these pictures so our wonderful listeners.
Yes.
Can go through.
Okay, so this is the front view. It has
They can look through it. But let me get to my premise.
Right. I hear you.
Google Mutz Cuts if you're on your phone, or watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. It's not a pickup. It's a van, Oscar. It's a van.
I have a vision of this truck.
Yes.
Being the Michael Mara Show sticker mobile. For those of you that have listen to the show forever.
Yes.
You knew about the Q107 sticker patrol.
Yes.
And if you're in the area, it's just like a heritage top 40 station that you'd win $107 if you had a Q107 bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah. They would send an intern out in some sort of signed up vehicle.
Yes.
And they would find you.
And you're like, well, what the F does Mutz Cuts have to do with the Mike O'Mara Show?
Aha. Uh-huh.
I asked you to picture this. Mac driving to and from work in his station vehicle that happens to be a replica of this Mutz Cuts. This is one that's right now available for how much? The bidding is at $24,000. It's the highest bid.
That's not that much. There's for an 40 automobile.
Bids. I say it goes for less than 30. It should be ours. And this vehicle is a conversation starter. It's not just a conversation starter. It gets your attention. You don't even have to be a fan of the Dumb and Dumber series, which is now 20 years old.
Right.
You have to just understand that this Econoline truck or van,
yeah,
looks like a big dog driving down the road.
You have to understand from the front view, it has a nose. It has a tongue hanging out. It has the eyes. It has the ears. This is... And Mac, don't think this is some sort of problem we're giving you. We're actually discussing giving you a company car.
We gas it up.
Yeah.
Well, we drive it in and drive it out.
I don't know that we gas it up.
No, it's a corporate car. You got to put gas in it.
Well, we'll split.
It's got a clean title. It has almost, just with the tip of the tongue licking 90,000 miles.
Oh, it's just getting broke in good.
And is this a sign or is this a sign?
What's that?
Max screams Woodbridge.
He does.
And this vehicle is located in Woodbridge, Illinois.
Oh.
Not Manassas.
Not Woodbridge, Virginia.
Not Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yes.
But Illinois.
Mm.
What are the odds that a vehicle that we want for this show as a station vehicle, now we would change the sign, you know, we'd keep the Mutz Cuts, but we'd add like a Michael Mara Show sign.
Yes.
On the side.
Yeah.
Is also in another Woodbridge in the middle of the country.
I think that it's what they say is kismet.
Right?
It's meant to be.
And the level of detail that these yahoos, these geniuses, went into making this replica Mutz Cuts vehicle and mini bike says that they had some success. Could I tell you this? This could be a one-to-one for what's on the set? No. But who is driving down the street? Who would be driving down the street in like right off K Street here in D.C., with a capital in the background, picture that station vehicle just driving by.
I tell you who would do that.
Who?
Mike McNamara.
I think, I guess maybe we should.
McIntosh. What's your name?
It's McIntyre, I think.
I thought it was, you think your name is? Moving on. let me ask you this.
Yes.
Mac, are you willing to park your Kia Kona or whatever it is in your spot at your condo development and drive this in and out of Fairfax?
If you pay for the gas.
Well, I mean, I think, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Then yes.
You realize that there's a certain level of by the way, attention to detail. I should add this. They have our pets' heads are falling off, parakeet.
Yes. In there.
Cage inside the actual Mutz Cutz mobile.
Now, there's something else we need to bring up with
Mac. And also a taped parakeet.
With his head taped on.
A parakeet with its head taped on.
Mac.
From the blind kid.
I very much appreciate your willingness to drive the vehicle in and out of the city, but you know it's so much more than that. You would be sort of like...
You're ahead of promotions.
Well, no, but beyond that, he would be the face of the show when we're out there. He would have to be cordial and winning to all people that approach him.
Yeah, you'd
him.
Have to fake being like a human
charming.
Being.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I don't like that.
Well, I mean, you'd like the attention.
I don't like the attention of random strangers.
You know, you've gotten better, though.
What do you think a big dog on 66 is going to do that's riding on four wheels?
I'm fine with people looking. I don't want to talk to anyone.
I just had an image of him driving on 66 with the ears blowing back. Beautiful.
They do blow.
They do blow. But if you're like gassing up the car and a young man comes up and says, hey, great dog van. And how would you handle that?
I would have to come up with something. I can't think of anything off the spot, but I would definitely come up with
I would work with you. I'll work with you on that. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Because you would be the ambassador of
the
show.
Yeah, you'd give out. We have a merch store launching soon. You'd give out TMOS merch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have to get over the hurdle of the confusion of why there's a podcast that's also a radio show.
That's also a dog van.
a Dumb and Dumber dog van.
Undercover as a mobile dog grooming service. But all of that leads to, I believe, a thoughtful engagement that then someone will be like, you'll never believe this.
Yeah.
I saw the Mutz Cutz mobile on M Street. I pulled over and be like, hey, great car. And then they gave me a sticker and a mug with a QR code on it for a podcast. And then that confusion leads to, I think, an organic engagement.
Yeah, like, I've got to check this
these
out.
These guys must be something because they've got a replica dogmobile as their promotional van. They're able to hire a white guy to drive it around. And they've got merch.
And you know, these would be, the random encounters would be great.
Yeah, because how do you, let me just. For our audience.
Right.
KCJJ, take notes.
Yeah.
Captain Steve. We could go halvesies. I'll take it in the summer. You can take it in the winter.
because nothing drives better in the Iowa winter than a Mutz Cutz mobile.
You're going to have to find a garage. So.
The tongue is frozen.
The tongue frozen would be funny. So. We go halvesies.
Right.
What type, like, I'm not even talking what, I'm talking guys on Zoom.
Yeah.
The world of Zoom. When you're explaining to someone that you're into a podcast that has a Mutz Cutz mobile as a promotional van for a medium that doesn't need a promotional van.
Exactly.
We need digital billboards.
Yes. Yes. But the random organic encounter would be huge. And then, you know what? If we wanted to go to the next level. Tell the audience where the sticker patrol will be, and he'll be there in the orange tuxedo.
Yeah. We could go to dog parks. We'd be great.
You know what?
Dog park people have headphones on all the time.
People love dogs.
And
dogs
they love listening to podcasts while they walk their dog.
Exactly, Mac. Don't you see?
I see everything now.
So, hold on a second. This message is for you wealthy people out there.
Mm.
If you want to make a podcast, if you want to make a a Cars for Podcast donation. And I'm talking about KRS Cars. K-A-R-S Cars. For podcasts.
How about Cars for Casts?
Cars for Casts.
And
you.
It's a K.
Thank you.
Cast.
That's why we work together. It's 1-800-TMOS dash Cars for Casts. 1-800-Cars for Casts. Buy this car on Cars a Bit. It'll cost you sub 30.
Yes.
We'll pay for the transport here. No problem. And then within legit 24 hours.
Yes.
From its arrival, we will have Mac driving around in it.
Fantastic. It can't miss.
I can go pick up lunch in the little mini cart.
Yes, they have a little bike. I don't trust you on anything with two wheels, four wheels. I'm okay with it.
I don't know. I'd like to see him on a bike.
Just for a little, and they have the mini bike. This is what, people, what? You wonder how we're going to get to the other side of this? Yes, we're investing in a new platform for the bonus show and the overall consumption of the show. We're doing that. That's fine. And I wouldn't have traded that for this Mutz Cutsmobile, but this in 2023 is the cherry on top.
Yeah. And Mac, whether you're driving the mini bike or the van, I'm going to have to insist you wear the helmet for your own safety.
Thank you. We need a new website, but this vehicle could do more for us publicity-wise. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Angie Goff or Tony Perkins doing a story. Well, actually, they're too big for us. Sending one of their junior reporters to do a story on the podcast that has the cinema dog, the Mutz Cuts van that's promoting their podcast, but they have nothing to do with the Dumb and Dumber movie.
I'm sure
Mike's never even watched it.
No, he has. I'm sure he has. Yeah, but I mean, it is 30 years old. we might get Matt Capucci from Channel 5 to cover us.
I mean, Kevin may be too big.
Yeah, I think so.
But he is a film guy.
But the beauty of it is, again,
this is such a great, if we weren't trying to remodel the house, I'd just buy this.
Well, you could live in it. It's bigger than your house.
The Mutz Cuts in Georgetown, if that was just like a car that you'd walk out and make people happy walking around looking at the beautiful brick and campus on Georgetown University, and they look to the side and they're like, hey, Ma, is that a dog parked on M Street?
And Oscar, it just occurred to me, it's a shame we don't have it right now, because Mac could be a stunning addition to all local Halloween parades.
Yeah, we'd have to, this is the only thing we'd have to do. We'll pay for the gas.
Yes.
You'd have to get a bowl cut.
You used to have one.
And shave the facial hair.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's for the show.
If you could do that.
It's for the show.
It's free gas and free driving.
Mm-hmm. And then drive through the middle of Vienna on Halloween night and wave to people and toss out TMOS themed candy.
I'm not kidding. This is totally viable. And I'm sure someone's drinking heavily right now listening to this, like, oh, I just put on my credit card. feel free.
Yes. Do that. Yeah. You know, last night in DuPont Circle was the high heeled race.
I didn't know about that.
He could have been there for that. There are events you need to be at.
2 seconds here. Rewind.
Okay.
I don't want you to muck this up with your harebrained ideas of somehow we're looking for our core audience. Dog lovers.
Okay.
Comedy lovers.
Yes.
And people with time on their hands.
All I'm saying.
And people at a dog park have time on their hands and they can listen to this show. They're clearly dog lovers.
I'm not discounting the dog
and
part.
Hopefully they have a sense of humor.
I'm just saying that those organic encounters will happen if he's in the right place at the right time.
I get that, but we got to go to, no one else is marketing to dog parks.
You're right. You're
except
absolutely
dog
right.
Walkers.
Yes.
We show up with a dog mobile.
And then we just wait there, and that would be
so
cool.
We don't wait there. We're active.
Well, okay, yeah.
Max out there giving away poop bags and then QR code business cards for the podcast.
TMOS poop
and people,
bags,
they don't really like, oh, is this podcast about dogs? No, they actually,
we talk about dogs sometimes.
No, they're just like, they're dog owners and they're funny.
Yes.
I was like, what other podcast? And by the way, I would rewind this entire company, they're podcasters and they're funny. And, any podcast that's going to buy this mobile as their promo van.
Right.
I mean, we're on the same page, right? Dog lovers?
Yeah. And comedy lovers.
And comedy lovers.
That really is the thing that connects all of this. I think it's a great idea.
I got to run this by someone that I respect. And I don't mean any disrespect to you two, but I need someone else that I think could possibly give us some contact. Who do we know that's powerful in business?
Business?
Yes.
The only marketing. Guy I know is you.
Now, you know a bunch of people.
For business?
Just in general. Well, power brokers.
Well, I don't know any power brokers.
Do you have old radio station? You know what? Can we call Captain Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's call him. Mm-hmm. Old radio station executives.
The guy who's been there through it all.
That's, you think he's on the air right now?
No.
Just put him on speaker.
He's not on the air right now. He's been off the air since this morning.
That man has been, sometimes I think he's on 24/7 if somebody calls out.
Well, he likes that, but I think right now he's got someone else on the air.
Just so. Call him.
Okay, I'm calling him. Hold on.
Are you calling him at the station or his cell?
I'm calling his cell.
Okay, great. And then, great. Just take the gate off so we can have clear and present danger. All right, calling Casey JJ, Steve Bridges, icon.
General manager, owner.
Known champion.
I hope he answers.
There's an online poll on Facebook. What is the...
I don't know.
We'll ask him about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, it's Rob and Oscar.
You're
how
on the
you?
Air on your own station.
Just fine. How are you?
You sound alert.
No, I'm not, but go ahead.
First, Steve, welcome to Thunderdome. Good to have you back on. What's the website for us to vote for you guys to be the local station of the year or something like that? I'm sorry, I don't have the details.
Locals love us.
Localsloveus.com. KCJJ all day.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Your full service station.
Steve.
Yes. Well, we're a station that's on 24 hours.
Okay. Steve, I'm getting
this,
you.
Is this the energy you bring to your morning show?
No, I'm quite more low key then.
Hey, Steve, are you familiar with the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. Which one is Rob?
Stop it.
I like it. I like where your head's at. There is an opportunity for us to buy a station vehicle for KCJJ/The Mike O'Mara Show. It's available on carsandbids.com, and it's a replica of the Mutz Cuts mobile that's in Dumb and Dumber. What say you?
Sure.
See, Oscar, you said we needed a mover and a shaker.
Yes.
Here he is, moving and shaking.
He loves it. Yeah. I love it. You love it. Stamp of approval.
Well,
done.
What we decided, Steve, is KCJJ can have it for the winter months.
That sounds good.
He's a yes man. I appreciate that. Okay, we'll send you the link and we'll work it out.
How's everything with you guys?
We're doing good. How you been?
Ah, jeez. What a great life.
Well,
what's the best thing that happened to you today, Captain?
I was dead asleep and I was waking up by a phone call.
When did that happen?
Now.
Steve, we apologize for interrupting your naparoo. Thank you for picking up.
No problem.
Love you, Cap. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
See you. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye. He's going to work on a trade deal. I know it. He's going to do some sort of auction.
Doug DeMuro, what about this? I'll take it if you can make it happen. But he's got to bid against the world.
Yeah.
There's 40 bidders. 40 bidders. And I hope someone is if they're not buying it for their radio station or their podcast.
Of the 40 bidders, how many of them are DJs or radio people?
I hope at least three.
Hey, man, listen.
Creative people.
We're going to change our format to Puppy 103, and we've got the car.
If we can sell this to a veterinarian and they can sponsor the odd months, we can actually pay for itself.
In 15 years.
Who's that clinic that spays and neuters all of their pets?
Get them on the phone.
If they can commit in writing or even in a text, I will execute this bid.
I'm going to pull the trigger. Call them up. I'm going to pull the trigger.
Steve, I could have sold Steve life insurance on a dead person right now, and he would have been like, sure.
Yeah, he was, you know what? I didn't know that we would catch him at nap time. I thought we were a little before nap time.
I could have sold Steve, another transmitter for a station he doesn't own, and he would have said, sure.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Sure, send me the link. He's a telemarketer's dream.
Yeah, he is.
Are you in the thinking of selling your radio station? Sure.
Yeah.
Send me a link.
You know what? If he got a telemarketer in the morning, yes, he'd put him on for 20 minutes.
I'd like to switch you from Comcast to HughesNet. It'll be terrible.
I'll
sure.
Take it. I'll take
send me
it.
The link.
Internet's kind of important to me, so I got to do it. Got
to
do it.
It'd be nice to have a satellite backup because that's faster than actual fiber, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I've got a dish. I'm on Dish TV. Do that.
Thank you for calling him. I know he's a good friend. So that's the mover and shaker we have.
Yes.
Is there any other radio executive that we know we can call and say, hey? No.
There's not really.
No. Are they all dead?
A lot of them have passed. Oscar, it's one of the unfortunate things about the industry.
I know we're missing somebody, for God's sakes, but it'll hit me after the fact once this passes.
Well,
Mac, we have a driver.
Mr. Karmazin doesn't take my calls.
Mac? We have a driver, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
All we need is...
Like a sugar daddy?
No. What
kind of... to fund it.
What a creep.
No. Simply a sugar daddy who provides is all I'm saying.
Why can't it be a sugar mommy?
It could.
You're so sexist. Women can be wealthy as well.
Yeah, and they can be nurses and teachers.
Oh, stop it.
And,
how dare you?
Listen. Just kidding,
the man's
ladies.
Kidding. And he's also... wrong, because his wife and his daughter are professionals.
They are, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Not wealthy professionals, but professionals.
My mom is a professional?
Yes. Will she buy us this car?
No.
Okay.
No.
Cars and Bids, people. The Mutz Cuts
Mobile. Get on it.
Surprise us.
You know what? How great would it be if we came in tomorrow and the Mutz Cuts Mobile was here with one of those big Christmas bows on
it? I just want a link that says, our listener bought it and they're sending it and we'll pay for the transport.
So great.
I want you to know that I am dead serious. We will have Mac drive it, and it will represent the show.
Mm-hmm.
How well, we don't know, but this is very narrow, very niche, very micro marketing. And if this works, feel free to share it with your CMO as well.
But you know, niche marketing is kind of what podcasting is. We need to find our pocket. And this might be our pocket.
Yeah, we'll get them with the, like, oh my God, what a fun car.
Yeah.
To, oh my God, did you know this fun car is owned by a fun podcast?
A fun cast.
And they have an iteration of the Cars for Kids phone number, but it's 1-800-CARS-FOR-CAST. 1-800-CARS. Buy us a car today. Buy us a car today.
Yeah. The chimney sweep is here.
Yes.
The chimney sweep is here.
All right. I think we've done the Lord's work. Right?
Okay. Very good. Yeah. So, Oscar, I applaud you
once again. Thank you.
For thinking outside the box.
You doubted me. This is possible.
No, I don't. I never doubt you. Never do.
I welcome all ideas. I usually will respond. Give me some options. Oscar@MichaelMarishow.com.
Give you some time as well.
No. Send us a vehicle and a title.
Well, I thought of you as sending ideas. You sometimes take your time.
Yeah, I mean.
Busy fella. This podcast, the one you're listening to right now, the Funcast.
The Mutz Cuts Cast.
Is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So you get wine as often as you like for a fraction of the price you'd pay in stores, up to 60% off. You see? By cutting out the retail middleman's costs and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. And the best part, every bottle is a passion project from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true, which is nice.
Yes.
We're a small business. We love seeing small businesses prosper. So head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and the password. You get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 a bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Easiest thing to do, click the button on our website.
Mm.
It'll fill that stuff in for you.
Mm.
And then you get all that great wine at that great price. Thank you, Naked Wines. So is there any other car, like a showbiz car, that through history, I guess cars aren't as iconic as maybe they were in the 60s.
Not for sub 30.
Well, no. I'm taking this to the next level.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
If you had like a fantasy car.
Yeah, this is reality. We could get this.
Yeah. I mean, this we could get. Yeah.
I mean, I could, no, I wouldn't. I've done enough. But if I hadn't done enough, I would literally buy this with my Chase card if it was possible.
Yeah. That's probably not the best way to finance it.
No, but like I get the points and then pay it off, right?
Get the points, yes. I got all those miles. I can fly anywhere, but I don't want to fly because I got the car.
Well, we could drive the car.
We could drive the car.
That's the transportation.
Do you have any other fantasy cars that would interest you?
Ooh, I'm a fan of what the new Land Cruiser, we talked about that.
Yes.
A little smaller than I thought it was going to be from Toyota, if you guys are looking for a new vehicle. The Toyota Sequoia is fantastic.
But I was thinking like showbiz cars.
Showbiz cars.
Like anything from Fast and Furious?
They have the iconic Toyota Supra that Paul Walker drove. That would be cool. They have a Super Sport Corvette in Fast and the Furious 6 or 7, the one that flies off a cliff as they're stealing the cars from the train.
Yeah.
I love that. It's got like a half windshield. I did so much. It's like a Corvette motor, super sport.
Okay.
And I have 10 things wrong. So any real car person probably is murdering me right now.
What do you mean a half windshield?
So let me pull it up.
Okay.
And then I can give you details. I should let you know before I pull it up and I'll send it to Mac.
Yeah.
I got so into this car 4 years ago that I called the production company that made 7 of these cars.
Yes.
For the set.
Uh-huh.
Five of them were destroyed.
Yeah.
And asked where the other two cars were.
And what did they tell
you? They're like, they were at these two performance shops, like as collection, part of collections.
Right.
And then I asked, some people just like talking about this, like, who did you have make these? Because they had to make replicas.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me the shop that made them. That shop actually created a business out of making these replicas because they were so in demand after that movie.
Wow.
That they got shut down by Chevy.
Makes sense.
Because they were like, is it Chevy or Chevrolet? It'd be
Chevrolet who builds them.
And they sent them a cease and desist. And they said they were in negotiations to get the license to build them.
I wonder, I mean, because did they have the guts of a Corvette? And then they just modified the body? How did they do it?
They got to where they got, how they got it. It's a replica, so it could be anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So the way a replica works, the way I understand it, the outside looks great. If it's something that is just like a tribute car, the inside could be anything.
Yeah.
But a pure replica that commands high dollars, everything is, it might not be from the same vehicle, but it is as it should be.
Wow. Yeah. And that would that be your one go-to since you've made phone calls about it?
Yeah, $80,000.
The only phone call I've ever made about something like that is I called Price is Right production offices to ask what model Bob Barker used of a microphone.
But not a vehicle.
No. I don't know what Bob Barker drove.
This is...
Oh, okay. It's got a shallow
Mac
windshield.
Type into...
The Rob Report.
Don't get distracted.
My name.
There's my name.
There's my name.
Corvette Grand Supersport from Fast Five. Type in that.
So it looks like an old school Corvette.
Yeah, it's a 1963 Corvette Grand Supersport from Fast Five.
Wow. That is pretty good looking car.
Right?
Yeah.
With half a windshield.
Yeah.
Because you see, for those of you not in the film business or not Fast and the Furious fans.
Yeah, not in the know.
Vin Diesel's character needed to jump out of a... There it is.
It's a thing of beauty.
Right on there. Great video, Dave. Vin Diesel's character had to jump out of that. We had a race with that vehicle and then save Paul Walker and some of his team members as they jumped off of the train onto that vehicle and then jumped off the vehicle as they flew into the ravine. I'm not sure if they were still in the vehicle when they flew into the ravine because it was water and they did survive. So hypothetically, they would survive that fall. Probably not in real life, but in the movies, they look cool doing it. And I said, that's a cool car.
So the movie's a documentary of sorts? I guess not. I drove a Corvette once. Did you know that?
Was it a stadium? Not a studio promotion?
It was a show promotion, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a Saturday morning, forgive me. infomercial for a local car dealership. And they had a Volkswagen dealership, and I think might have been like a Nissan dealership, but then their third dealership was Highline Used Cars. Yes. And for a while, they would let me use a Highline used car for the week and then talk about it when I came in.
That's wonderful.
It was great. And one of the cool, there was a BMW convertible that was so nice.
Yeah.
I actually took my grandfather, Big Daddy, on a ride in it.
That's nice.
And let him, let his friends see him in the neighborhood in the convertible, which was really cool. But when I got the, it was a silver Corvette, beautiful, T-top.
What year?
It was, that was probably like a 92, 93.
92 silver T-top. Go, please continue.
And I was driving it around and I took the T-top off, you know, put it in the back so I had the car open, and really just loving life, because when you're in a car like that, you feel good about yourself. And I pulled into the driveway at home and Carrie looked out and she said, "You look ridiculous."
That is a cool car. Jesus.
Yeah. And that sort of took the wind out of my sails.
No, she just couldn't be happy for you.
No, she doesn't like happy. That's the problem. She doesn't care for happy. But I did. That was one of the, just for sheer fun, one of the funnest cars I've ever driven.
Have you ever driven a Chrysler Sebring convertible?
I have not.
I think you could drive any convertible and they're fun.
Yeah, convertibles are fun.
It doesn't, I mean, look, it might be garbage to drive around with the soft top if it's an older car because you can hear everything. But when that top is off and the weather's right, I think we get, as Charlie Bernie says, there's like 2 weeks of the year in DC that you get that.
Precisely.
But in California or Los Angeles or Southern California, more precise, you probably have it all the time.
Yeah.
Or in Arizona, wonderful for most of the year, except for those 3 months of the, or 4 months of the summer where you're like dying.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say you have to keep moving. Yeah, otherwise you'll fry.
But it's a dry heat.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I would get sunburned terribly in Arizona with a convertible.
But yeah, I'm of the opinion that any car, doesn't have to be nice, as a convertible, fun.
Who's building that? Does Volkswagen still make like a cabriolet convertible?
Yeah, I don't think they're too expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't have a roof, so you save money. It's cheaper that way.
Such a dad joke.
But
it's true.
Yeah.
Unless it's a hardtop. A hardtop convertible will cost you money.
Yeah.
Where'd you put the T-top for the convertible, the Corvette, do you remember?
They actually allowed for space in the hatchback.
In the trunk?
Yeah, you could put it back there. That's only a two-seater, but there was room in the back.
This is, and maybe I just don't trust the people in my life.
Right.
I would be so mad if I let Shannon drive a vehicle that had a T-top.
Yeah.
And then she gave it back. She basically like said, "Oh, it's right outside." Considering if I had a driveway and or a garage to put it in, because otherwise you just get robbed in the city.
Yeah.
The T-top.
Yeah.
If you drop it and scratch it.
No, you're careful with it. That's the thing. They would.
How heavy are they? Because I see Jeep doors and Jeep panels and those like. When we used to have a station vehicle, those the Chevy Avalanche.
Yeah.
Those like rubber modular pieces that would make the bed of the truck.
Yes.
I cared about stuff, but that would just like slip out of your hands like, "Oh, I hope they don't notice this."
I tell you what was really heavy was the third row seats when I had a Tahoe and they would actually come out.
Mm-hmm.
Those things weighed a ton.
And they would get beat up.
And beat up.
Right.
But the
space. What stops you from beating up the T-top?
Because they would lay side by side. They weren't overly heavy.
Yeah, but you're not Butterfingers. I'm talking about, what if you have someone that's in your life that's just clumsy?
Well, you tell them, be careful.
I wouldn't let them touch it.
I guess, you know, you have to be careful with something like that. But
in my old vehicle, the Mercedes.
Mercedes-Benz.
I remember walking up to it and seeing all of these scratches within the wheel well. I mean, sorry, the door handle well.
Yes.
Of the car on the driver's side. I'm like, pretty modern car, so it's not like it's sticking out.
Right, right.
And I said, where the... Did like some crazy animal scratch up the inside of this door handle?
Right.
And then I saw my beautiful wife walking out and I said, do me a favor.
Fumbling with her keys.
Can you come on over here and show me how you open this door? And yes, jagged car key, house key.
Oh no.
In to like open it up, ring scratching the side of the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, okay, now take your hand away. Now look at what just happened. She goes, that wasn't me. I said, not this time, but I'm sure the thousand times you open the door like this, that scratches the car.
You built a reputation. So did she ever own up to it?
Well, she said, oh, I could see that happening. I said, yes. Can we please just put the keys in the pocket?
Linus scratched our car because he jumped up. He was very excited to see me.
A dog doing that is completely cool.
And like, also,
it is what it is.
And it's also not a Mercedes.
A human. No, I don't care. A dog doing anything to a vehicle, they're dogs.
Yeah.
A human doing it is completely avoidable.
One of the best car repairs we ever had to do was we had a Tahoe when the kids were little because Carrie was going back and forth to see her mom a lot and we needed the space. And it was beautiful. It was a forest green, really pretty car, fun to drive. And one night I went out and someone had scratched in the hood, like the whole hood, a heart. And it said, I love mom.
Oh.
And I said, Robert, I want you to come out here a second. He says, what? I said, did you scratch I love mom into the hood of our car? No. I said, do you suppose someone else came around the neighborhood who loves their mom and scratched it into our car? I don't know. But it was done with a rock. We found out later because he did admit to it about 5 years later. We always knew, but he wouldn't admit to it. And that was a...
Did you just let that go?
No, he was punished. He
it's got to be like a beating.
No, there was no beating.
As a result?
There was no beating.
You love mom a different way.
But it was...
Here's some sandpaper, son.
I mean, seriously, not with a key, with a rock.
I've done... I know we've all done things as I'm sure I did for my parents. I just don't remember because I blacked them out. They were so dumb that they probably are like, there's got to be lead paint somewhere. There's got to be chips that we're just not finding.
They're so tasty.
They're like, he's getting them at school? What happened? Is that the dumbest thing you think any of your kids has ever done? Sweetest, but dumb.
Yeah, it's probably right up there. I mean, the whole Julia Jellybean fiasco.
Yeah, but that's actually notorious and nefarious.
That was crafty.
Like, there is a criminal mind there.
Yeah, it was
the
not
rock
sweet.
To the hood.
Yeah. He thought he was doing something good, I
like
think.
Like chalk art?
I suppose rock art. But
where were...
Okay, this is fine. This is years ago.
I'm not pounding on the kid. He's come out on the other side.
He's wonderful.
Where does a kid... Hold.
When he did that, probably like five or six.
Where and how does a kid that's five or six have so much like free and lack of time under parental supervision that he can carve I heart mom on the family truckster?
I think he was probably hanging with Jabril and we let them run around the neighborhood. We had a pretty safe neighborhood.
At five and six?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
But that's not the stupidest thing someone in my family ever did. This is great. I've never told this.
Yes.
My mom's older brothers, Philip and Sam, twins, fraternal twins. And because they were twins, they oftentimes were, they were at each other's throats. You know, they very competitive. Like one time, Sam punched Philip in the nose and he bled so bad that my grandfather took him to the doctor and have the wound cauterized shut, you know, burned shut. And when he got home, Sam punched him again and made it bleed all over again. But that's not the best story.
My God.
Okay. So they grew up in a house. It was a brick house. And as you looked at it, the wall on the far left was basically all brick except for a few windows.
Exposed brick.
Yeah, big
open
wall.
Beautiful.
Right. It was a great house. And when they were like 16 or 17, Sam and Philip got in a huge fight. And here's the weird thing. Philip is so wise and smart and good about doing things. He got a can of blue spray paint and a can of red spray paint. And drew an ugly picture of a face on the wall, his own home, in spray paint, and then in the other color wrote, Sam, duh.
Oh, my God.
And I'm talking like the face itself was probably about 4 feet tall, and then the letters were about a foot tall.
The fumes alone inside a house triggers a fight or flight response.
But this is outside.
No, I'm saying like... you can smell it from outside.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
That's the way. Like, yes. You can't spray. You could spray paint something down the street, and you'd be like, "What is that smell?"
Yes.
If somebody's like doing some handiwork in their garage, you're gonna hear it blocks down. I mean, you're gonna smell it blocks down.
Yes. And this is so beautiful because that was the wall that faced an elementary school. Mm. And so for years, even in my youth, I remember seeing it spray painted on the side of the house.
It was there forever?
Oh, my God.
They didn't take it down?
No.
I'm sorry, take it down. Power wash the thing?
No. It was there probably when we sold the house. It was still faintly there. Yeah.
Were they trashy?
No, they weren't. But it's just so totally out of character.
I feel like
that
somebody
you would,
that was trashy would leave that up that way.
But you spray paint that on your own house?
Old?
That's so dumb. They were teens. But it's the stupidest thing you could possibly do.
You got to beat some ass.
Yeah.
This is why people should hit their kids. I don't have kids.
I don't know how they handled the discipline. I'll find out. I'll find out what happened.
Are they in jail now? What's their story?
No. Philip has retired. He was a very successful furniture salesman.
God bless you,
Philip. Sam retired as a government worker.
Oh, they made it out okay.
Yeah, they made out okay. But don't ever spray paint your own house. That's stupid.
Mac, the dumbest thing that any one of your family members has ever done. And you're young, so this is fresh.
There's the not going to college and sitting in a parking lot.
That's pretty dumb. But
yeah, but that's, you know, that's old canon here for.
Yeah.
I can't think
What did
of anything.
You try to get away with that you, like, that your parents are like, what are you doing, dude?
Whatever I tried to get away with, I typically did, unfortunately.
Crafty.
Yeah.
He gets around.
Like, what is your greatest triumph? Or,
well, and we won't tell your folks.
Or your greatest.
Oh, no, I told them.
The greatest grift of for your parents, outside of the not going to college.
Yeah.
So back in the, I was middle school. My parents after school would take away my PlayStation mm-hmm. and lock it up in my dad's office. And for at least 3-4 years, when I would come home, they would not be home because they would be working.
Right.
I would pick the lock to their office, find the key in there that opens the closet, and grab the PlayStation, play it for an hour or two, then put it back.
How difficult was it to pick the lock? Was it just a simple... Like,
yeah, the first lock was very easy to pick. It was essentially grab a paperclip.
Okay.
And twist.
One of these simple suburban regular holes.
Well, if you're a parent, you're like, my kid's never going to break into
but
this.
The big thing was find. I found the key one day just by looking through his supplies, trying to look for like a
stapler or something.
Stapler or something.
Yeah.
I was looking for this one, and I found the key.
You were looking for the key. Come on. You had to
so you stumbled onto the key.
I looked for the key originally. I never found it, but I stumbled onto it one day, and then it's just like, okay, I'm going to open up this closet, grab it, play it, and then until I knew they might be coming home, and then I put it back.
If we can just... This is fascinating.
It is.
Thank you. This is why when he got access, Mac, to one of our the drives with all the decks.
Yeah.
That like have to do with creative decks and everything. Mm-hmm. I said, Mac... If you open anything else except for this one piece, I will be alerted and I will know.
I will know.
So I'm glad you said that because I always had like this spidey sense about you.
Yeah.
which is fine. If you did, it wouldn't be detrimental to the business. It just would be like, hey, get involved in just the, like, mind your business, you know? Because it's fun. You can see a lot of pretty pictures, but need you to do this. The origin story of why you're PlayStation was taken away.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just like homework. Like I didn't do homework one time. And
they
would
saw the PlayStation was the key distraction?
Yeah, essentially.
And then you fast forward to high school, you graduate, and then you fail out of college because you're overwhelmed. And then you go back and then you stop going to college and you start interning for the Michael Mara show. And then you stumble your way through life for a job. We essentially got you a micro center, and then you top out at management level, and then you come back here.
Yeah.
This is great.
Essentially.
A success story.
At any point in high school, did you find a key to the closet that had all the diplomas?
No. I did not.
Because that would have solved a lot.
I did pretty good.
I'm sure you did.
Yes.
I don't believe that one bit.
I bet he looked.
Send me
game.
A transcript. That's not in digital form.
And I should close with this. One of the stupidest things I ever did. And I think I've told this before, but when I was little, 7, 8, mm-hmm. around that, maybe up to 10, our family had a Christmas tree stand because we sold vegetables in the summer.
Yeah, and in
the winter, we'd wholesale Christmas trees, and it was in a pretty good neighborhood, and we did very well. Now, one of the services we offered when you bought a Christmas tree was to cut the stump off so that it would drink water because mm-hmm. they seal up.
And thirsty.
we'd use a band saw. It would be like a almost like a arch
circular
shape.
Saw. Yeah.
No, not a circular saw because it's a hand saw.
It's a hand saw.
Right.
Oh, I always thought it was like a circular.
Yeah. Well, then that would be great if we had it. But we just had, it was like a bow saw, I think they called it. And I was allowed to do almost anything. I mean, and even at 12, I would show customers around and quote prices. They said, you can do anything you want. Don't play with the bow saw. It's very sharp. I said, of course.
What am I, an idiot?
Yeah, duh. And I still remember the coat I was wearing. It was a blue plaid coat with a fuzzy lining, like you would have inside a slipper or something, you know, like a, mm-hmm. a plush fleece lining. And I was playing with the bandsaw, the bow saw. And I cut cleanly into my left hand between my thumb and my index finger. A nice, deep cut. And the first thing I'm thinking is, I'm going to get creamed for this because I've been told a million times not to do this. So what I did is I put the saw back and put my hand in my pocket of my coat and just let it there because I said, you know what? It's going to scab up and then I'll deal with this later. Well, it was a big cut and it bled and it bled and it bled and it was cold and dry.
But you were so scared even back then.
I was horrified to get in trouble.
Jesus.
And finally I said, I'm going to check on it. And I went to pull it out. It had scabbed to my coat.
Oh, well. Sounds painful.
It was the worst because to get it out would definitely require some sort of mm-hmm. assistance. And I knew that I was going to get trouble for it. And that still haunts
me. What happened? They get mad or
they
respond and like as they should to a child.
They responded and they helped me. And then they said I was grounded or something. Or TV was taken
beat.
Away. I don't remember the punishment.
Hit
I do
with
remember
pine needles
whipped with the branches of a dead tree.
My, I guess mine is it happened in high school and I'm mortified to this day.
Yeah.
My father had Cohibas straight from
Cuba.
From Cuba.
Yeah, Cuban cigars.
A diplomatic gift from Castro.
Oh, he's a famous guy.
We're not Castro sympathizers, but he was there on a diplomatic mission.
Sure.
And he was gifted this as a diplomatic gift.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad didn't smoke cigars, so we just put him to the side. He explained what happened. It was that and some rum and gifts, whatever.
Right.
And I, because I'm an idiot, and when you're in high school, you just don't know and you're dumb. And some of my friends smoke weed. I didn't smoke weed till later in life.
Attaboy.
Well, I was a square. I was like, they couldn't get rolling paper. So I was like, I think you can roll them in these cigars.
Oh, no.
And then walked out in the garage and these guys, like friends of mine, associates, people I know, known entities, Facebook friends.
Yes.
With families to this day, they were trying to roll a blunt inside within the leaves of a Cohiba cigar straight from Cuba.
So what you've got here is like a $150 cigar that you can't even buy.
It's irreplaceable, right?
And so they're like pulling the tobacco out to shove weed in it.
It was just a mess.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's really
and
bad.
And I said, these rolling paper, these aren't really rolling paper. I was like, oh, you should just try another. Maybe that was a bad cigar.
So what was the result of that?
I think
that?
They ruined five and they abandoned the efforts.
Did your dad ever?
Yes, it was terrible. Oh. And there was, I'm sure, a choice beating at that age, even at 15, 16.
Sure.
From my family, as it should be warranted and known. I probably just blocked it out and I'll figure it out in therapy.
Right?
But known F up by old Fantana.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yes.
You live. And you learn.
Never again.
No. Well, you're not even.
And never forget.
And never forget. But you're still not a cigar guy. And I think that's good.
Probably traumatized.
Well, Oscar.
Yes.
We're all better now.
We're all, except for Mac. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah. He's looking for the key to Podville Media.
How can I hide my timesheet?
It's in the closet. When we come back, a message to grocery stores. I promise. Credit scores and credit stores, Oscar. Let me try again. Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams, and that's where Chime sweeps in with its secure credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores and safely boost your score every day. All you have to do is make prompt payments. You use this card, you buy things with this card, you make prompt payments. There's no annual fee, no credit check to begin, plus no minimum balance or overdraft fees. It is your passport to all Visa accepted spots, all while bolstering your credit with your own funds. So start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime credit account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. It's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime credit account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive effect on your credit score. Late payment may cause a negative impact. Your credit score and results may vary. So there's that. Do you do any shopping for your family? Like, do you ever go to the Social Safeway and get the groceries? I imagine a high-tech gent like you get most of your stuff delivered, right?
Amazon Fresh.
Yeah.
And we're not a foodie family. It's sad. It's grapes. It's granola. It's these yogurts in a bottle. It's...
When is the last time...
People must think we have toddlers living in our house.
When is the last time you've darkened the door of a grocery store?
For us?
Yeah.
It's got to be a calendar year.
Yeah. By the way, haven't the grapes been great this fall?
I don't know that whatever comes. I think they're all manufactured. Huge. They're huge grapes.
Yeah, they are. They're about the size of small apple.
I don't even like the size of this. This is hurting my jaw.
they're
unnaturally large.
They are, and crispy, but they're tasty. They're very tasty. Anyway, I do some shopping for our family, and you know what? As a rule, I enjoy it because I have a past in the grocery business, and I like to see a well laid out store. I have stores I like. I have stores I don't like. And I was shopping at a store I don't like this week, Target. We have a Super Target. And I was there to pick up, this is a very old man thing to say, Oscar, I had prescriptions to pick up, so I got some groceries as well.
I don't think it's an old man thing. Grocery stores and Targets and Walmarts and Costco's have the best pharmacies around.
I like my pharmacy a lot.
Yeah, local pharmacies, I can't count you in, but if you're just going to go and say, I'm going to Target, the pharmacy usually has your drugs.
Yeah, they do. Although I do have one complaint.
What's that?
I called in a prescription. I think it was on a Tuesday and went on a Saturday and I gave my name. He says, oh yes, that'll be ready in 10 minutes. That's like, he had all those, but he did it.
A lot of days.
He had it in 10 minutes, which is great. Okay. So I get my items, nothing crazy. And I was about to murder the checker because of the technique. And this is something, if you go to a grocery store, watch for this. The one-handed checker. Not that they don't have two hands.
You've mentioned this. I don't even know what that means.
Okay. When you look at a grocery store setup and you are in the register and you're checking groceries, right? And there's the window that you slide things over and they go beep. And that's how they charge it, right? The UPC code.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm following.
And
you.
Then to the immediate behind that window, there is a rack of plastic bags, usually two.
And you don't take your own bags? Shame, shame. We know your name.
I know. It's bad.
How dare you?
Well, I like to think I'm supporting the environment by paying 5 cents a bag.
No. It's for the cleanup of the environment that you're making a mess with.
I guess you're right.
Yes, thank you.
Shame, shame. You do know my name. I did the other day request one huge bag instead of several small ones.
I'll just take one.
Just one bag.
Same price.
Well, you know how if you go to Target,
samesies,
they have the big bag that they use for like clothes and stuff.
I'm no better. Look, I go in.
Still 5 cents.
I go in and I have zero bags when I've been in before. And then Shannon said, we have all these recyclable bags. I said, well, they're never in my car. And then that's the name of that tune. And I'll pay it.
Yeah. You know what? We're living high.
Yes.
So the setup is this. Two open bags on a rack. The scanner window.
Mm-hmm.
They should be taking each item, and each item is designed so that the UPC code is on the bottom of it.
I never knew that.
So what you should do is to be able to take your left hand, drag one item across it, beep, put it in a bag. Mm-hmm. By the time it's in the bag, you're already dragging the second item.
With the second hand.
With your right hand.
Got it.
This is how you do it. And this is how you do it speedily and efficiently. I was a great checker.
Can't you just do that at the self-checkout yourself?
I will never use self-checkout because I used to be paid to do it.
Until that's your only option.
And then I will go hungry.
But
out of protest.
Out of protest.
Leesburg, man. Waves away.
Found dead in Target.
Found dead.
In Target. But I got a checker that was only using one hand. Mm-hmm. She would take the bag off the rack, hold the bag, check with one hand. And also, before she checked it, she'd pick it up, look for the UPC code, beep it, put it in the bag. She was operating at about 15% of the speed she should have been.
Mm.
It was almost where I wanted to tell her, stop it. You're doing it wrong. Because it is a good system if you know how to do it. They need to train these checkers better. And I get, even the ones at Target that are pretty good, they still suck. And it's
what about saying, hey,
yeah,
I'm an old
grocery guy.
Grocery guy. My mom is a grocery lady.
Yeah, she is.
She almost married another grocery guy.
Oh, leave Donovan out of it.
He left because of me.
Yeah.
That's not part of this conversation, but I should let you know that there's a better way to do this.
Yeah. Would they take that as good advice? Wouldn't they get mad at me if I did that?
It's probably a wonderful change to their day of just people droning on or even looking away like nothing's happening like I do, where I'm like, you guys still doing those receipts for those computers at school?
I always make pleasant conversation.
We haven't done that in 10 years, sir.
I always make pleasant conversation. And you know what else I do? I always refer to them by their name because they have a name tag.
Yeah, my giant is, or the Safeway, the social Safeway.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So apathetic. Half the people are having conversations with other people. And I don't mind. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Like you're clearly just there to, and I'm just there to get in and get out.
In the golden age of grocery, that would not have flown. You can't have conversations like that. You need to be pleasant.
Well, now it's mostly robots, right?
Maybe, I guess. But
I haven't been in forever, but when I was at that Safeway, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2 rows, 6, 9, 8. It was 16 bays of self-checkout.
Oh, my
and
God.
Maybe 6 or 7 real conveyor belts.
Yeah, but they probably only had 1 or 2 of those fired up, right?
Yeah.
It's not acceptable.
It was kind of like an OSHA thing where I'm like, when are they going to get rid of these guys? Things are getting crowded with these robots.
I tell you what, if they could give me self-checkout with the conveyor belt, I might do it.
Well, the grocery drop-off for Amazon Fresh.
Yes.
I'm sure it's more expensive.
Amazon Fresh.
Who knows? If the rats don't get to your food, it's a good win. Usually we get like a bag that's been chewed through and then there's clear rat markings. Shannon has woke up in like a panic, said, the rats! I'm like, where? She said, the groceries were delivered 30 minutes ago. I'm like, oh my God, why do we live here?
I was going to say, those rats are saying, God damn, those are the biggest grapes I've ever seen.
Yeah. And it's not like you just like wash off like the rat invasion. That whole bag is
it's tainted. It's tainted. You can't have that.
Yuck.
I know. I loved when I brought Carrie downtown and we saw rats.
I love
the
city.
She was scared. I said, they're your buddies. They're your buddies. Look, they're under the trash can. Good guy. Liquid IV.
Yes.
I want to tell you something, Oscar.
I got it right here.
I'm a trained, people know this. I'm a trained athlete. But you don't have.
He's lying.
No, but you don't have to be an athlete to need extra hydration throughout your day, from Zoom meetings to workouts to long travel days, or
even
fun nights out. Liquid IV,
great stocking stuffers.
Oh my God, the best!
Especially for the drunks in your life.
I got it 2 years ago. It has 3 times the electrolytes.
For the holidays?
Yes, for the holidays.
Everybody imbibes a little more.
You got to. Well, not everybody.
Not everybody, not anymore.
It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single shtick.
Mm.
Their hydration multiplier comes in 3 delicious sugar-free flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. It's a It's a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. I love them all. It is the best non-sugar drink I've ever had, especially the peach.
Yes.
Trust me on this. So grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, Or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you order and shop better hydration using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. We only have time for a short break here. So a question.
Short break and then we're done?
No. And then the flip side.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to do the flip side. I prepped it and everything.
No, I was just curious. I'm like, oh man, I could really use Liquid IV. Hold on a sec.
What?
Can you text Dan and ask if he can get me a Liquid IV, Mac?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Give me a moment.
You don't have to walk. Just text him.
Yeah, I can text him.
Hopefully he'll see it.
Will you do voice to text?
No. We don't need all this.
No.
Come on.
No, I'd have like
Okay, okay, moving on. Okay. Thank you.
Have you ever had a job? I know you've had several jobs that when you go back and you see someone in the job you used to have, it makes you angry the way the grocery store made me angry.
No, but I've actually tipped any Baskin Robbins I go to.
Yes.
That was such a terrible experience. Remember, I was a dumpster kid.
Yes.
They'd make me get in the dumpster every single time I had a shift to crush down the cardboard because the owner of the place was such a skinflint that he didn't want the multiple pickups.
And you didn't have a baler.
And I'd get up and I'd always have some fresh sneakers. That's what you have in high school. And they'd always be covered in chocolate or some other raspberry sorbet, right? And it'd be sticky all week at school. Terrible.
When you did the dumpster jump, were you alone or was someone out there with you? Or is it just you alone
no.
in an alley?
He'd be like, Oscar, dumpster time. All right, Mr. So-and-so. And then I take off my apron that I had to buy and the hat that I had to buy.
Was it a pink apron for Baskin Robbins?
No, they had like this. At that point, the motif was like not a royal blue, but like, you know, some bland blue. Yeah. And then the pink would pop off of it.
I see. Well,
I just knew it wasn't hygienic to jump in a dumpster with your apron.
Well, that's good thinking. Anyone who wants a banana split know that Oscar's thinking about you.
And if you think, maybe that's why I'm desensitized to rats. I'd get in there. And I'd start stomping, rats would just start shooting out left and right.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's an ice cream dumpster. Like, it's a behind a basket rub. There's a ton of rats in there.
It's an ice cream dumpster.
Like, sugar cones, waffle cones, unfinished leavings.
You know what?
Of high calorie rat food.
Rats have to love it. That's perfect for the rats, unless you were like throwing wheels of cheese.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
And then, so I always light them up. I'm like, I know this is a thankless job. Hopefully mm-hmm. you have a nice owner.
Yeah.
And to get more than just one scoop of ice cream per shift. So.
Now, when you did that, was it an extra big scoop?
No, because he'd be there like a hawk.
I can't, you know what? I would think.
All he'd talk about is going back to South Beach. God bless him. I'm happy for him. And then telling me what. Like how great his life was, like he would hold court.
Where was this Baskin Robbins?
In Wheaton, Maryland.
Oh, that's and he wanted to leave Wheaton to go to South Beach.
No, he would go there during the winters.
Oh, I see.
And he was a snowbird, and it would be like know your audience.
Yeah,
it's like me talking to Mac, being like, you know, X, Y, and Z is going great for me, and meanwhile he's just having a hard time getting up and getting to work on time.
Well,
like, know your audience, dude. I'm 14. I'm just getting over this acne. I'm looking awkward. I want to get a job. I'm working. I'm hungry because I'm surrounded in ice cream.
Yes.
And I'm growing. So a scoop would be nice. That isn't just like the run of the mill. This ice cream might go bad. Use that gallon, not the other. The other one's new.
Yeah. So was it always Jamocha almond fudge?
No. No, I grew into that. 31 flavors, you try them all. So I was there
but
for
not
some
in
time.
One day.
My parents would come and visit me.
Yes.
They'd be like, oh, look at you working. It's so great. My dad would pull in a Volvo and then he'd like tip really nicely. And I knew that tip wasn't coming to me because I never saw an ounce of what it was in that big jar.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I'm sure like I got something, but it was taxed. So
yeah,
it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was there. The other was I picked up trash around our first townhouse neighborhood because my father was involved and he was on the community board.
Yeah.
And they would pay, I guess, another kid that moved away or his parents loved him.
Yes.
$20 a month to walk around once a week with the stick and pick up trash.
Oh, the stick with the little poker on the end of it. Yeah.
So I'm probably 10 years old. And my dad said, I got you a job. And I said, oh, great. Like, you know, I wanted to put
cash.
Some shekels together, go to the house of cards and Wheaton, buy some baseball cards.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, 3 times a week, you have to walk the neighborhood and pick up trash and here's your stick and here's your vest.
You had to be swimming in the vest.
And I said, well, like, did you apply for me? I knew enough to ask. Like,
yeah.
Yes. It's good money. $20 a month. They pay me, I pay you. But if I pay you, I save for you. So I was like, okay.
So you're not getting anything.
Well, I mean, he would save for me. So yeah. That was nice. But I would walk around. My friends would be playing football. And I'm like on work release. Walking around. Picking up trash. And I wasn't ashamed of the hard work, but I'm sure they all thought I was in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I looked like I was on a chain gang. Like, all right, guys, I'll see you. I'll see you once I walk past Plyer's Mill and then Penny Dog Lane.
The world's smallest felon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please throw your trash away in the trash bin so I don't have to clean this up later. And they're like, yeah, I come back and be just garbage everywhere.
Tons of it.
Worse than you tell anybody, especially after the ice cream man leaves. It's a bunch of bubble yum wrappers everywhere. So hard to pick up with a stick. You got to put your hand down.
Yeah, you don't want to have to deal with that.
Starbursts everywhere. God forbid somebody open them up. They're just not even empty ones. Open ones. Like it with ants all over them. Oh,
I'm sorry, Oscar.
Jesus Christ. This is why I'm broken.
That's
a great
why?
Work ethic, but they put me on work release at 10.
I heard about a kid that revealed recently that his parents told him that the ice cream truck only played music when they were out of ice cream.
That's genius.
I thought it was pretty brilliant.
We've got a diabetic epidemic in this world. Use what you can, people,
exactly.
Until they find out. I remember my sister told me that, told her kids that soda was water. I mean, that water was soda.
And they bought it?
So they would ask for soda all the time, and I'd go for soda, like, it's water! And I'm like, here you go.
You're part of the problem. Oh, boy. $20 a month.
I love soda.
Yeah, soda.
Here's this bland water.
We have soda that comes out of the spigot.
Yeah, now they're probably just going to... When you hide it from them, when you can buy it on your own, it's forget about it.
Oh,
Chubby Town.
Yeah. Mountain Dew Code Red.
You'd be like, oh, I can buy this now?
For days. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life because it's time, Oscar, to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access, and it comes with Groove Life's 94-year, no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, which I have right here. Look at it here. See,
fantastic.
Nice? It's the Groove Wallet Go. It attaches to your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 using innovative micro-suction technology. Mm. It gives you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world. Mike owns 200 of them.
Love it.
Yeah, he does. It's very nice. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link. groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Tom Hanks alert. Not about Tom Hanks, but you know how when Tom Hanks has a project coming out, he starts showing up and doing things?
Yeah, and I know you hate it.
I don't necessarily hate it. I'm just aware of it.
I'm secretly fascinated by it.
Really?
Because all you need is promotion.
Yep.
And he's getting it.
He's brilliant at it. He really
is. Well, his team is.
Yeah. So I think that what was going on. You know how for a couple of weeks we've seen Britney Spears throwing her knives around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's sort of a Tom Hanks move because she's got a book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is okay with the book, but everyone's going wild with Michelle Williams reading the book on the audiobook. Britney does not read her own audiobook.
Michelle Williams is the hired actress.
Yes. Britney voices like an introduction, mm-hmm. and then Michelle Williams.
I think that's a common, by the way, that happens more often than we think.
I think so too. I think so
as
too.
As a man who listens to a lot of books.
Yes. I've listened to a
common,
few books.
It's a common. It's a prologue by the famous author, quote unquote, mm-hmm. and then boom, established A-list actor to established voiceover actor goes.
The Shining I listened to, and it was Steven Weber from Wings. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Yeah, he was good. He was very good.
Cool.
But Michelle Williams reads this moment. She's getting all kinds of love for her job, but this is a great cringe moment that Britney talks about in her book. It is about Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
And this, because they dated, as we know. This is a cringe moment with JT.
His band NSYNC was what people back then called So Pimp. They were white boys, but they loved hip-hop. To me, that's what separated them from the Backstreet Boys, who seemed very consciously to position themselves as a white group. NSYNC hung out with black artists. Sometimes I thought they tried too hard to fit in. One day, Jay and I were in New York, going to parts of town I'd never been to before. Walking our way was a guy with a huge, blinged-out medallion. He was flanked by two giant security guards. Jay got all excited and said so loud, "Oh yeah, fo shiz, Genuine, what's up, homie?" After Genuine walked away, Felicia did an impression of Jay. "Oh yeah, fo shiz, Genuine." Jay wasn't even embarrassed.
So I thought that was a pretty cringy moment, but I think she's doing a great job reading it. They say she hung out with Britney for a while before she did the project.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But that was every yo boy I knew growing up.
You think?
So yes. It's, yeah.
Is it made worse by the fact that he was a A-list star at the time?
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Well, she's talking about when they were in sync.
Yeah.
So they're still kids.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, but he's not an adult A-list. He's not an actor at that point. He's
That's
in
true.
A boy band.
That's true. Right? I guess you're right.
And who was that? Lou, was it Pearlman? Lou?
Oh, the guy. Yeah, Lou Pearlman.
Yeah, they're also getting Bernie Madoff'd by this guy who's like owned their masters, and they had to fight for.
I forgot
their,
about that aspect.
They were probably broke living this, like, there's within their True Hollywood Story or VH, whatever documentary was on that got my attention. They were all at the Macy's Day Parade.
Right.
And they had multiple hit singles, and the parents were like, "I wonder when they're going to get paid."
Well, and Lou Pearlman needed the money because he was launching O-Town.
I was blown away that that's how fast things can happen.
Yeah, it's right? True. Yeah. But anyway, so that's that. And I'll probably listen to that because I like the way she read it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
All right. Crazy Weather. This is not a new tape. It was new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mac brought it to me, as a matter of fact. It's funny. I love when there is a typographical error on the graphics in a news program.
Yes.
Sometimes it's in the scroll. Sometimes it's somewhere else. This was on the weather. I applaud this weatherman because he really has fun with it. I say bring a sweater and a fan.
We'll bring you on into the temps, and we're all doing okay. Wow, 750 degrees in Gila Bend right now. And 1,270 in Ahwatukee. Now, I'm not authorized to evacuate Ahwatukee, but this temperature
Creek.
Seems pretty high.
Cave Creek is really
Yeah, Cave Creek, Fountain Hills, they don't look good either. And frankly, Wickenburg is a total loss. You might as well just get out of anywhere along the 60 years. A very
degrees.
Warm surprise is starting to
Scottsdale,
heat up as well at 1,300
yeah,
degrees.
Nothing to it. I just like the fact that he rolled with it. I think that's very cool.
I would move back there in a heartbeat.
In your dog car?
Oh, you know what?
What?
We'd have to find a cooling station for the Mutz Cuts machine.
Yeah.
Because a monsoon would take it out.
You think?
Yes!
You couldn't?
Nothing smells worse than wet dog.
Well, I don't think it's going to smell like wet dog. Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
Who's the black sex machine that's really hot with all the chicks?
Oh, I have no idea. That's
Shaft?
Awkward for you. Oh,
Shaft.
I come a couple of cats from
Shaft
Harlem.
Died.
Come downtown
yes.
This morning looking for John Shaft.
Well, they're soul brothers. They came down so I could teach them the handshake.
They find you?
Of course. I wasn't hiding.
If you find out anything, give me a call. I'm still at the 38th precinct.
Right on.
So yeah, Richard Roundtree, pancreatic cancer, died at 81.
I'm so sorry.
I think he made
also an author.
Yeah, and he was in the movie or the miniseries Roots.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he made 5 Shaft movies. Have you ever seen a Shaft movie?
I have, and I'm sorry for not.
He's cool.
Recognizing the quote, it just was a little off-putting come from you.
Shaft. Damn right.
A trailblazer.
Yes.
For the time, for the actual series,
mm-hmm.
That level of filmmaking wasn't something that was common or had critical acclaim or success. So, rest in peace.
Yeah, and he appeared as Shaft, as John Shaft, in the recent remake of Shaft, which I thought was very cool. So, he shall be missed. He's a legendary guy. Let's close with this one, Mac. A jumpsuit. I think it's sort of moderately fashionable for a lady to wear a jumpsuit nowadays.
Oh, it's high fashion.
Yeah, and it's quite appealing. But sometimes you got to plan ahead. Mm. You don't necessarily know what you're getting, especially if the jumpsuit makes noises that you aren't expecting. Mm. So here's a lady complaining. I believe this was on TikTok, I believe. This fart jumpsuit that she bought. Luckily, it's brown.
So I bought this jumpsuit at a boutique in Tennessee called Poppy's, and they're really big, and I love all of their stuff, but they did me dirty. And I demand an apology because this jumpsuit, I found out something interesting about it today. So I'm just going to show you.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Every time she squats.
That's...
Every time. See? Every time I bend down. Sounds like I'm farting.
Yes, it does, dear. I'm so sorry.
Throw some talcum powder down there.
Now it's creepy.
Something.
Yeah, you got to do right? Something about it. Or return it.
I want a solution.
That would be a great outfit for driving that Mutz Cuts mobile.
Max. Excuse me as I get in and out of my vehicle.
Oscar, thank you. Always a pleasure.
By the way, quick update, 22 hours left when you're listening to the show. So when this posts an hour from now, probably going to have 21 hours left. Still under 25. Who bid $3?
That's insulting.
That's the Mutz Cuts audience.
That's the target.
We'll keep it low.
That's right.
Hopefully it was Captain Steve.
Well, I was going to say, if you're within the sound of my voice in Iowa City, please hold a mirror under Captain Steve's nose.
Please.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Mike will be back tomorrow. Big show tomorrow. Nikki Diamond tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll get your NFL action all squared away. So until then, this is Rob Spiewak on behalf of Oscar Santana and Mike McElvoy saying so long and see you later.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.